I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Hey, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
You drive me crazy.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, we've got just about 10 and a half minutes left in today's trading session. What a week it's been. We have seen significant selling. Are these numbers right? Are we down about 17.5% on the Dow for the week?
No, not for the week. No, on the Dow, we're down 4.6% for the
okay.
week.
Okay, what are these numbers I'm looking at? I got to check these. Oh, year to date, forgive me. That's year to date. I'm down about 31%. I told you I'm only going on 3 hours of sleep, so bear with me. Thank you, Tim, for keeping me honest.
Yeah, anytime, Carol. S&P 500 down 5.7% for the week.
But so a fair amount of selling. So let's see if our next guest thinks capitulation or not.
Larry Pitkowski is managing partner and portfolio manager at Goodhaven Capital Management. Larry joining us this afternoon on the phone from Millburn, New Jersey. So Larry, I'm going to just give you Carol's question. Capitulation, are we close?
You know, Tim, it's you can never really know if this is the bottom. I would say there are two very important sayings I keep on my desk in handy. One is by Sir Winston Churchill, which is never let a crisis go to waste. And for us at Goodhaven, that means using volatility to try and continuously look for better companies to invest in, to upgrade the portfolio, and to use the volatility to try and for the advantage of our clients and shareholders. And the other one I keep handy is by Rick Mears, a very famous IndyCar racer, which was to finish first, you must first finish, which means, you know, we try and make sure we always have some cash around. We are not running levered portfolios because in a crisis, those things really are very important, more important than ever before. And so all I can tell you is we have found plenty of to look at. We like what we own. And, you know, there are more potential bargains than there were 6 months ago.
So wait, to finish first, you must first finish. So how do you apply that to this market?
Well, I think the point of the saying is if you are over-levered or you have no resources, you may have some interesting ideas, but you may not get to see it through. So I think as a portfolio manager, what it means is, you know, being unlevered and having some cash allows you to control your own destiny and try and take advantage of the volatility that's going on out there, as opposed to the volatility taking advantage of you.
Okay, so let's talk about opportunities here and where you're seeing them right now. You guys are still bullish on energy, despite the fact that this week has been brutal. I mean, look, it's the best performing sector in the S&P 500 this year, and last year it was. Why still bullish on energy, even if there could be a recession, which could really crimp demand around the world?
Well, Tim, it's a very good question. I'd like to answer it by reminiscing a little bit with Carol. Carol, can we reminisce just a little bit on this part?
Let's do that.
June of 2017, I was on the show, and we were talking mostly about energy, and we were talking about one of our bigger holdings at the time, which was WPX Energy. Oil was $45. Not many people thought it was an interesting industry to be invested in. The stock was, WPX was $10, oil was $45. It was a very unpopular area. And I thought it was interesting. I know you thought it was interesting. And here we are. Devon then acquired WPX. It is still an important holding for us. It has gone up substantially since then. But I think today, when you look at what Devon has done over the years, you have a very material dividend policy. They really were, I think, the first at the what they call the fixed plus the variable dividend. The stock has been weak lately. It is still materially up from, you know, our cost, which is a single-digit number. But if you look at it today, you're looking at a potential dividend yield of probably
almost 9%,
8%.
Right?
Yeah. I would say north of 8% to be conservative, even if oil were to come back to, let's call it, you know, on the back of an envelope, $80 oil, $5.50 gas, they should still be able to generate $6.50 of free cash flow. So, you know, we think it's interesting. It's been a holding for a while, but it's interesting again today. And, you know, I think Devon and their brethren, to the credit of Rick Moncrief, who runs the show there, and to some of their brethren too, have really become focused on moderate production growth and using the enormous profitability to benefit, you know, all of their constituents, including their shareholders and bondholders.
So, I mean, what you're saying in this energy play, though, too, to me is, and first of all, I love reminiscing, and I went back and I was on the Bloomberg, and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, they were acquired. It's interesting. And I do also feel like you are part of a theme and trend that I keep seeing, Larry, from people saying, look at some of those stocks that pay dividends. In an uncertain environment, you know, there's kind of a certainty to it if you're looking for some performance. But going back to your energy play, even though we are moving to an alternative energy world, renewables increasingly, we've all got to be realistic about this timeline, especially with the war in Ukraine. Like, this is not going to happen overnight. So energy is going to provide some performance.
I think that all makes perfect sense, Carol. And, you know, I think from our perspective, these things that are now front page items, energy prices, higher interest rates, inflation, they're all front page items, to use a phrase today. But we have been trying to think about them. We've written about them, and we've had exposure to these areas for a long time. And I think that's the idea, to try and, you know, be ahead of what might be a trend. Now, having said that, we like to own primarily, you know, good quality growing companies that are not very levered. But the Devon of today, we're willing to still have it as a material holding because we think their current policies, you know, really fit in well, you know, appropriately sized for, you know, how I think about the portfolio.
Yeah. Okay, Larry, we have another minute with you, and I just want to get your take on where you're seeing the Fed right now. Do we see 75 basis points at the next meeting? End of July.
You know, first of all, I'm sorry to have to disappoint you and tell you that I don't know, but I will say that higher interest rates.
All right, we're done, Larry.
We're something that we've thought about for a long time, and we have a bunch of companies that will benefit from higher interest rates. And Chair Powell seems quite determined, you know, to not let inflation get out of control. And we had something in the financial sector, which was Allegheny, which was a property casualty insurance company, which the type of thing that will benefit from higher interest rates, which Mr. Buffett in Omaha is buying out from us very shortly. So we've thought about this for a while. There are ways to try and look for companies that might benefit from higher interest rates. But as far as a prediction on the Fed, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I don't have it. We'll just try and pick stocks and worry about risk.
No, it's actually a really important perspective, right? There's just so much you can or cannot control when it comes to macro. And so you've got to dig into the fundamentals of specific names and make investment decisions based on that. Larry Pitkowski, fun to reminisce, managing partner and portfolio manager, Goodhaven Capital Management. Have a good and safe weekend. Joining us on the phone from Millburn, New Jersey. We have just about 3.5 minutes left in today's trading session, getting ready to wrap up the day and, of course, wrap up what's been a wild week and one of the most important Fed meetings in some time.